Good morning and welcome back. We're ready for training camp. We're actually, the players are currently still going through our physical, the physical process. I do have some preliminary information. I do not have all the information medically for our roster. We will conclude here about 10:30 with the physicals. We'll have 11 o'clock. We'll have a conditioning type test at the Hudson Center. And then from 1 o'clock to 4:30, we will go through all of our administrative, our annual administrative meeting, cover all aspects of our program expectation, league policies, team policies with our football team. And then we will get back together at 6 o'clock tonight for another team meeting, get into football and prepare for tomorrow's practice. So that's where we are. Training camp has started. And with that, I welcome your questions.
Mike, when you meet with the team tonight, what tone do you want to set right away?
What tone? Well, really today in the administrative meetings, we'll lay out, you know, the schedules and everything that's expected from an administrative standpoint. And then, you know, tonight's meeting is really, you know, how you see the training camp unfolding, the big picture expectations for the season. And then getting back to the immediate focus of what we're going to accomplish every single day. So, and I probably need to probably share that with them first. That's it. Hell of a summer. All right. I'll see you later.
So, Mike, you don't have as many practices as you used to for training camp. You don't have 2 days anymore. Can you get as much accomplished as you used to be able to do at training camp?
Well, Mike, really. We have one more practice than last year. So, I mean, last year is really the beginning of the new format. We've been, you know, pushing towards last year's format, really the first 4 years. I mean, if you go back and look at, you know, year one through four, we were trying to be smarter with the amount of time on the field. I'm not a big, you know, I'm not a believer in going down on the practice field and doing walkthroughs and half-speed, special team-type practices and so forth. I've been part of that practice in the past. I think it's important when you hit the grass that, you know, you practice a certain way. So, you know, the 27 practices that we have, I feel is efficient for us to get ready to play games. So, really, the first 10 practices are the most important because you're in the installation phase and, you know, the importance on learning and installing and getting certain concepts and the introduction to situations, those are important practices. And, you know, those are probably the new dog days of training camp, frankly. And that's the toughest part. And, you know, with the new CBA rules, you know, giving the players the break after the third practice is definitely helps them from a physical standpoint. And, you know, it's all part of the player safety emphasis. And, you know, I'm a believer in that, and I think the way we've trained our team in the past reflects that.
Mike, I know you don't have all the information yet, but is there anybody that you know right now will not be able to go?
Well, I think the obvious, just some of the ones we talked about in the spring, you know, Andrew Quirless, he will not pass his physical. Derek Sherrard did not pass. John Kuhn, I got to sit down. I don't think John's going to make it here, you know, for today. So, and we got a couple other guys we're looking at. Well, you know, your practice environment is the most important part of training camp, and it's something we spend a lot of time on. And today we'll go through the practice expectations with the team. I'll define every single drill. You know, I haven't done it in a couple of years, and I think we need to go back and make sure we're getting exactly what we want out of each drill. And that's really the product of, you know, having new players and really, frankly, the product of the way our offseason went. You know, our offseason practice tempo and structure was different this past year. So we got to make sure the expectations are clear to everybody in the room of how we practice in training camp. So we'll just do a more in-depth, you know, job of detailing, you know, the pursuit angles and all the things that lead and put yourself in the best position to tackle. You know, our problem isn't tackling a guy to the ground, and that's, you know, I'm sure that's something that you know, people may be looking for. I mean, there is a risk assessment that you take, you know, into consideration when you put together these type of tackling drills. You know, the most important part, we need to do a better job of trying on the ball and having proper angles and getting more hats on the ball. So those are the types of things that we'll focus on.
Mike, what do you like about the practice format where you've got pretty much a week straight early in the morning, then 2 weeks in the evening, and then to finish things out, you go back to the morning schedule?
Well, I'll say this. You know, doing a training camp schedule is probably one of the top three, top five things you do as a head coach, in my opinion. I think it's real important. Your team is built and created in training camp. I mean, that's really the foundation of who you are as a team. I think it's even more evident, especially coming off the way you train your team in the spring. So with that, playing four games in a row on Thursday, I really like, because I like seven-day segments. I think it gives you an opportunity to create flow and rhythm to your team in a normal year. But with the scheduling of our first four games, I thought it was important for us to have an up-and-down approach of practicing in the morning, you know, shifting gears, and we have the two afternoon practices, and then getting to some night practices, and also getting into an in-season schedule for two full weeks, which we've never had that opportunity. So I really like the way this schedule has been put together. I mean, it took longer to put this schedule together than prior years. I thought it was going to be easier once we confirmed the four preseason games on Thursday, because four straight weeks of 7 days between each game. But when the schedule came out, we went back and made some changes, and I thought it really came together nicely.
Mike, is it possible you can be a better team this year but not have the same record you had last year?
Absolutely. I think it's the goal to be a better team this year, regardless of the record, and the goal is to win the Super Bowl. So, 15-1's, I think everybody would be happy with 15-1 and during the regular season, but as we all know, postseason is what counts.
Mike, all the off-season work you put into it, all the planning and everything, as a coach who's been in it a long time, are you eager as training camp starts? Are you anxious? What's your personal emotion at this time
here? I'm anxious. I mean, I've stayed in Green Bay the whole summer, so this is probably the most prepared I've been for a training camp. Well, I feel that way because, I haven't left. So, and it's been good. I've had quality time in my office, in the early mornings that, used to be sitting on a, bench down in Austin, Texas in 100-degree weather. But I take the bench, but it was different. But, yeah, it's very exciting every year, and really the point I was trying to make, being here in Green Bay here the whole summer, you could feel the excitement building. It was a lot more, I felt it a lot more just being here leading up to camp. So yes, definitely I'm excited.
Mike, how's Tom Clements assimilated with his added responsibilities, and will we see anything different during offensive portions of practice with him?
That's a good question. Really, I'm trying, because I'm reflecting back on Joe's responsibilities. I mean, Tom and I have had the same conversations that Joe and I had going into practice. I mean, it's important that, he'll be in one part of the offense, I'll be in the other, because, there's a lot of conversation that goes on between the head coach and the coordinators, particularly not just the scheme, but on personnel. So, Tom and I will do the same thing, and Joe tilted more towards the line, because that was his nature. So Tom and I have to take a little, different approach there. So I may be with the line more than I've been with the past, and it's probably more because of the personnel conversations that we'll be having.
Are you excited to see some of the new additions in pads and out of shorts for the first time, and things are a little more full speed?
Oh, absolutely. I think every coach, every player realizes that training camp is the closest you get to real football. So this is what counts. I mean, the spring's very important. It's a learning phase, and it was good for our whole football team, because we've changed a number of things from last year to this year, which is important because it is a new team. But yes, it's exciting to get in pads and get going And then the real excitement will come with the first preseason game in San Diego, because that's, to me, that when the lights come on, that's when you really find out about your new guys.
Do you think Charlie Pepper can do much starting
out? I'm sorry?
Can Charlie Pepper practice right away?
Well, that's Charlie is actually one of the individuals that I'm waiting for more information. He's currently going through his physical.
What are a few things you're looking to see from Graham Harrell?
Well, the games are very important for Graham. I had an opportunity to be around Graham, through a season. Watched him go through the preparation process. I've watched him grow mentally, and the understanding with the offense. He has a very good command of the offense. I like that. He's a very steady individual, which is important because what's asked of him, at the position of quarterback, because of all the different things they have to do. And he needs to play. He needs the live reps. He's done a good job with the fundamental part of the quarterback school and the training in the spring. He's gotten stronger. He's clearly evidently stronger. So he's done an excellent job in the weight room. And I want to see him play in the pocket. I want to see him play tough in the pocket, transition and make plays. So that'll be a big focus for him as I evaluate him during practice, but more importantly in the games. Yeah, Alex is close. Actually, I had a chance to watch Alex work out last week down at the Hudson Center, so I think Alex is very close. So we'll probably have that information for you tomorrow. So we don't have a meeting here. You have the conditioning test at 11 o'clock. Hopefully nothing comes out of that. We've had things come out of that in the past too. So,
Mike, are you confident you've added enough new pieces on defense that that'll get turned around this season?
Well, we need to play better on defense in certain areas, and really our focus is to continue to build off of the things that we do very well, and obviously improve on the things that didn't go so well in the past. But it's clearly a different defense, and it's going to be a little bit of a different offense too, frankly, the way we approach this season. So it's important for us to stay in tune with the fundamentals. We'll start with the fundamentals in the first meeting today. I feel that we emphasize it as much as we possibly can, and we're gonna do it more than we've done it in the past. So the game really comes down to fundamentals, and it starts with the offense, defense, and special teams. So yeah, I'm hopeful that these young guys have added a lot of energy. I know there's excitement just in the locker room because there's some talented individuals that we've brought into our program. So it'll be exciting to see them in pads. My confidence with Marshall grows, every time I see him, practice and perform. He's to me, he's still a younger player that has a lot in front of him. So he's done a lot of good things with his opportunities. And, a pretty good indicator is, the quarterback has a lot of confidence in him. So Aaron has a lot of confidence. And that's important because, Aaron's in the huddle. He has a very good feel, looking in guys' eyes during the course of the game. But I thought Marshall grew through his opportunities, and he's done an excellent job throughout the spring. He's very bright, so there's the adjustment part of it is very natural and easy for him. And he has excellent feet, and he just needs to continue to get stronger, keep working. So I have a lot of confidence in him.
Receivers in this league, all the big 6'3", really fast guys are the ones that seem to make a ton of the plays, and he makes as many as any of them. What makes him special?
Greg Jennings. I mean, he's got a number of things I think he's exceptional at. I mean, you can start mentally. He has an excellent understanding of not only what he's asked to do, but, what people are trying to do against him. So he's very astute as far as recognizing defenses. He's always been a very good, preparation individual as far as during the course of the week and, matchups and educated on players and keeping track of, how they played him the last time that he faced them and so forth. He understands his size. He understands how people, what they're trying to do to him, particularly when he's in a slot. So, and physically, he's so disciplined, and his body control, I think, really stands out. He makes his routes look the same. Ability to get in and out of breaks is exceptional and create separation. And, you know, his hand-eye coordination, his yards after the catches is probably as good as it gets.
When you lose guys like Wells, Clifton, Collins, do you look at these first few weeks of camps for guys to step up into those leadership roles, or has that process already begun with them?
Well, I think leadership is something you never have enough of. You know, I would say, as I look at the boards in my office, I would say I feel very good about individuals in their level of leadership compared to prior years. I think we have a high level of leadership on our team, but that'll be part of my message, you know, daily, that you never have enough leaders, and I think that the military exemplifies us, you know, better than anybody. So. Leadership is something that you're constantly trying to build. There's obviously different levels of leadership that players have to grow through, earn it. And so, you know, with that, we lost some, you know, very good people, number one, very good players. But we're always trying to develop leadership throughout our locker room.
Two more. That's it.
Really?
Is it safe to say guys like MD Jennings, John McMillan, there's, you know, have a chance to win some starting jobs at camp? I mean, is there going to be a lot of competition on defense?
Well, I mean, it really depends on how you define starter. You know, I think it's important. We talk about this a lot in here. You know, we don't have 11 starters. I don't foresee us having 11 players on offense or 11 players on defense that play 1,000 plays each next year. I mean, if that ever happens, it's either one or two things. We got 11 unbelievable players, or we're down to our last 11. So I think it's important to make sure that these guys have opportunities to play in different situations. You know, special teams, I think they'll definitely contribute in special teams. I'm excited to see how they contribute on the four core special team units. So and that's really what this team's going to come down to. You know, we have a chance to be better on special teams, and an influx of the new players will definitely help that.
Mike, has Sherrod had any setbacks?
No, I actually had a chance to see him Friday. He's, you know, rehab and football is two different movements. So I can't tell you exactly how far he's away, but he's been here every day. He's making progress. So I'm going to say the last couple of weeks, I mean, he's been really coming on strong. You know, I mean, he had setback back in the spring, but he's getting better. He's getting close. The trainers are very confident in the progress that he's making, but I do think he has some time left.
Mike, you've had coaching staff changes. You've got new players. There's new rules with the CBA. Is there one thing that you're changing in your approach for this training camp that's vastly different than anything in your past?
Vastly different. It's different. It's never the same. I think it's important to come in a little different. I know if I was a player sitting not in you know, in the audience, I wouldn't want to hear the same thing or see the same thing every year, every week, because I think that, you know, things get stagnant, and we're trying to grow. We're trying to get better. And that's always something that we emphasize and look to in everything that we do. So, but vastly, I mean, Nike gear. I mean, so there you go, Nike. But I don't think there's going to be. You'll see some new things maybe at practice that I think they're subtle. You may think they're vast. So, yeah, we'll do some things differently.
Can we talk about the year one to year two guys? A little different last year, having shortened year one.
No, I think we should really training camp answer that, but I'm hopeful that there's a bunch of them. But it's a total different feel to training camp this year, and frankly, it's a feel that I'm a little concerned about, and it's something that we'll talk about today as a football team. You know, I my recollection of the rookie class coming in here last year. I mean, you had a group that was, you know, sitting on pins and needles, you know. They hadn't had a chance to go through an off season. They're getting a playbook, and I mean, they're I mean, they were so anxious, so ambitious, and knew that their time clock was a lot smaller than normal years, and I thought it brought a lot of enthusiasm and urgency to our training camp last year. And I thought it was a key to us having an excellent training camp. And my concern, frankly, is this rookie class came in here, and, you know, things were kind of pretty, you know, it's, when we hit the field, it was, you know, this ain't so hard. You know, this is you know, pro ball, you know, maybe what I thought it was going to be. So, and that's something that will not be the case when we hit the field tomorrow. So complacency, relaxing, or, you know, just any type of comfort is really not the elements you want part of your training camp, and we'll make sure that that doesn't exist.
Mike, your team has been rated in some circles as the best in the NFL. Do you like going into a season with such high expectations?
Really, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't pay any attention to it, because that's Jason's job. He has to tell me those things. But I take it as a compliment. It definitely beats the alternative. I appreciate it when you guys say nice things. It doesn't feel good when you do the other thing. But so thank you when they do say nice things about your team. But you know, our expectations are always the same. So you know, no one's expectations of us can get any higher than our expectations of ourselves. So I think we're okay there.